Within but a few revolutions of the DVD, or the reel in the projection booth, it's easy to understand that the career of the illusionist or magician in this marvelous, artfully animated feature film is quickly slipping over the horizon and from the blank stares of an ever-dwindling audience. It's 1959. Time to rock and roll. Who wants to buy a ticket to see a rather stuffy, passé guy with a big nose from Paris doing card and rabbit tricks on the stage of an old, dusty downtown theater? The patrons, the few that there are, have the same lack of interest in the illusionist's stale tricks as the obese stagehand, who's just raised and lowered the curtain 5 times for boisterous encores from the Bretoons. They're a nutty rock band that has a bespeckled guitar player resembling, to more than a mere coincidence, a legendary American rockabilly born in Lubbock, Texas, whose songs have the good fortune to not fade away. Light on plot, minimalist, almost simplistic, yet crammed with nuanced intelligence, The Illusionist is what I call a genuine family movie. I would have loved to have had my daughter sitting next to me taking in this quiet new adventure by Sylvain Chomet, who's also done other magnifique stuff like The Triplets of Belleville from 2003 and the Tour Eiffel segment of Paris Je T'aime from 2006. Actually, The Illusionist is Jacques Tati, born 1907, died 1982, the French director, actor, writer, and producer who gave us, among other films, his memorable Mon Oncle, Mr. Hulot's Holiday, and Jour de Fête. All three were made between 1949 and 1958. The Illusionist comes crafted in the usual well-adjusted French manner, not taking itself too seriously, letting life just happen, or as many of the French would say, with a smidgen of the existential, with an occasional unheralded act of decency that expects nothing in return. Director Chomet's script comes from an earlier creation of the 50s by Tati himself. The story is said to be a product of Tati's guilt for abandoning his illegitimate daughter, conceived and born when France was under Nazi occupation during World War II. Interestingly, I found that Jacques Tati and Sylvain Chomet were born in the same French town, but 56 years apart. The Tati-esque illusionist of the film happens onto a girl he sees mopping floors in a village bar in Scotland. Alice's shoes are about worn through. The illusionist makes it possible in his very magic manner for her to have a new pair. This act of grace on the illusionist's part draws Alice to him, and she follows him to Edinburgh, the next stop on the magician's lackluster tour. The story makes advances in Edinburgh, but not many, albeit Monsieur Chomet bowls us over with a low-key yet brilliantly illustrated and animated film. On watching The Illusionist, one must all the while employ laughter with reflection as it pours forth a marvelous predisposition to live and let live, something known to permeate much of French art and culture. It's apparent as The Illusionist gets closer to finish that it professes everyone in the world is quite alone, but can take simple joy in decent, honest associations with others who are also really all alone, on their own, and responsible for their actions. What a nice, warm family movie. While for me, a fitting paean to Tati that uses an ode he wrote for the daughter he ignored early on. This is one film not to miss. The guy with this voice would be amiss if he didn't remind you of a plentitude of other film reviews by him are yours for the reading. Try those at TulsaTVMemories.com or using the film title in the search engine, surf to the International Movie Database. That's IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, dans la valise.